Hello and welcome to the CDK podcast. I'm your host, Abraham, and today I'm joined by Caleb, and we're going to reflect on our year in grade 5 and 6. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Haley to discuss athletics, and then Emmanuel and Rai will take us home. If you like what you hear, please make sure you give us a 5-star rating or review on Apple and Spotify, but for now, please enjoy the show. Oh, Caleb, what do you think about your year 5 year?
It's been really fun. I've got a new job this year and next year, which is really exciting. I'm happy about it. And I think this is like the best year because I've been here since like grade 2. So I think this has been like the best year for me because like there's lots of going on, like the Smart City Expo and everything else.
Can you tell me any like good or bad differences like from year 4?
Some good differences are like leadership roles, because like it's only grade 5-6s, which I get, and like I'm actually really happy that I got leadership role. Like any leadership role, I would be happy, because like I get to like help people, I guess, and like it's really fun connecting with other people that you might not have met before. What about you?
For me, like some big differences that like from year 4 and year 5, probably that we didn't do much like online learning in year 5. I didn't have like that much of like an at school experience in year 4. And in year 5, I kind of like felt like I had like more responsibility, like I had to be like a bit of a role model, and like my actions had like more meaning in year 5 and 6 than they ever did in year 3 or 4. So I felt that was a really big jump. Caleb, are you excited for year 6?
I guess so, yeah. I'm also really scared too, because like it's almost high school. Like you would know how it feels. But if I'm going to like grade 6, and that's almost like going to year 7, and that's like a really big change, because it's like in high school, it's not in primary school anymore. I'm really excited too. There's new like students, and the grade 4s are coming in, and like it's gonna show like how a good role model the grade 6s are to the grade 5s for next year.
I know you're going to do a good job.
Thank you.
So for year 6, like recently we had a fun field excursion. How you?
I missed out.
But you will have it next year?
Next year.
So for the fun field excursion, just make sure you try everything, okay?
Okay.
I swear, like if you get a little bit scared, if you miss out on like one big ride, you might regret it at the end, so you only live once. At Funfield, there were so many rides, and like my favorite by far was the Supernova. Me and my friends were like screaming all the time. It was like a mix of excitement. I can't even explain it. I was scared, excited, happy, terrified at the same time. I could see everything that was going down, and like there was this big drop in the middle of a slide. It was so fun.
Is that like the big one with the circle, and you had like a floaty thing?
Yeah,
I've seen that, and I was like really scared, because I'm like, what if you get stuck in there? And I'm like, maybe I'll try that next year. Maybe I'll be more brave next year to try it. But I will go out of my comfort zone, and I will try that out, because it's a new thing for me, and who knows, maybe I might actually enjoy it.
I promise you, you will.
So for next year, do you have any advice for me?
For year 6, everyone's experience is different, so you should like try your best on everything. It's like, have a good time.
Thank you.
So one more thing I want to talk about before we're joined by Haley is the aviation project.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah, so this year, the year 5 and 6s, we have been like, for STEM, we have been doing microbits. But last year's year 5 and 6s, we did like an aviation program, where we built like planes out of woods and like hot glue. And I think I had a really good experience, because first time I made the plane, like it didn't work. It didn't get off the ground.
It's fine, because there's trial and error. Some projects I've made, it didn't work out in the first try. So do you want to tell us more about what aviation is?
Yeah, aviation is like, the program was, we had like a set of materials, and we had to watch a video and like to have like instructions. We had to like build it. After that, we added like so many different things. We had to learn about them, like what they were for, how they were to be used. Like we had a like even a propeller we put on the plane. So I thought I did my best. I saw I did everything that I could. I just didn't get off the ground. So me and my team like had a little bit of brainstorming, decided to add like a second wing onto the back of our plane. It was very different from everyone else, but after that one slight innovation, I went off the ground.
Well, that's nice.
Like, so proud of myself, so proud of my team. Like, a good strategy for lots of, like, work that you think like you can't do, it's too hard. It's trial and error. So I advise you to use that a lot in year six.
We're now going to be joined by Haley, and together we will discuss athletics.
Thanks very much, Abraham and Caleb. Let's talk about Athletics Day. Now we're going to talk about our feelings before athletics.
Before athletics, I was really scared, but I was like, kept telling myself, like, it's okay. You're going to get through this. It's just one day. And, like, I've been, like, practicing so, like, our team wins. But we relaxed, but that's okay. At least, like, we had fun together as a team, and we used, like, great teamwork and communication together.
For me, like before athletics, I was feeling like so excited, like a bit scared if we were going to win or not. And I was feeling kind of nervous for like the race at the end. But I knew that we were going to have like so much activities before that, like get me ready for it. And I was really like pumped for it, like filled with adrenaline, filled with energy. Like I didn't know what to do with it, like jumping around, smiling.
Yeah, I felt very nervous, but like, when we got there, I felt better and more excited because this is, like, one of the most exciting part of the year.
So, I would want to ask Haley, what was your experience during the day? Like, how was it?
It was really good because all the activities were, like, fun and it gave you kind of a workout. But overall, it's not about winning or losing, it's about having fun.
So for me, I was feeling like great, like all the energy, like all the excitement that I built up before Athletics Day was all being put to use. And like I was yelling and screaming like for my teammates, like, yeah, you can do it. And then like when my turn for the like the activity came, like so pumped, like even with partners, like, yeah, we got this, we got this. So I'd be like whispering them like the plan, like especially for the three-legged race.
Oh, yeah.
Before that, like whispering like to my partner, like, if we do this, we do this, yeah, I think we can come in first place. So that's how I felt like during most of the day.
I think the best part of Athletics Day was having fun. You were using teamwork and like you're like communicating. For example, when I was doing, like, the running, I heard my friends, they were like, go, Caleb, go, you got this. And that made me, like, smile. Like, that made my day. Like, one simple compliment, that's, like, the best thing, I guess.
All right, I'm going to jump in here. This is Paul, the PE teacher, and we're going to play a little game called Cut or Keep. I'm going to go through each of the activities at Athletics Day, and you're going to tell me if you would cut it from the program or keep it in the program. All right, so the first activity I want to ask if we are going to cut or keep is the sprints. Haley, would you cut it or keep it?
Keep it.
Caleb?
Keep it.
Abraham?
Keep it.
Sprint stays. Next activity would be hurdles. Cut it or keep it? Abraham?
Keep it.
Caleb?
Keep it.
Haley?
Keep it.
All right, onto the three-legged race. Haley?
Keep it.
Caleb?
Keep it.
Abraham?
Keep it.
Wow, we are keeping everything so far. Next activity, shot put. Abraham?
Cut.
Ooh, controversial. Why would you cut the shot put?
Maybe for like throwing the ball, like the idea of throwing the ball, like already like cemented in your head. But like with shot put, it kind of like changes that. You have to like get used to it.
Yeah, it's like a completely different skill, isn't it?
Yeah, like maybe like at the start, like you'd be really confused. Like, why can't I just throw it? Wouldn't it go further?
That's a good argument. I appreciate that. Caleb, would you cut or keep shot put?
I would agree with Abraham. Cut it.
Oh my gosh. 2 out of 3 so far. Haley, are you going to save us or are you going to cut it?
Cut it.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, I'm going to have to reflect on that one and see how we can replace shot put then. All right. Next activity, soccer relay. This was a new one this year and we do change the novelty activities, but would you cut or keep the soccer relay? Caleb?
I keep it.
Ooh, nice. Abraham?
Keep it.
Haley? Oh, all right. That one stays. Let's move on to long jump now. Cut or keep? Haley?
Keep.
Caleb?
Cut it.
Oh, cut it. Why do we want to cut it?
I don't really know how to explain it, but like there like sand everywhere, like it gets dirty.
Interesting. Yeah, usually if you're going to get that much sand in your shoes, you get to at least go to the beach, right? I know some of the preps were disappointed they couldn't play in it like a sand pit. So interesting. All right, Abraham, it's down to you. Long jump, cut or keep?
Keep it.
Oh, it stays. Sorry, Caleb. All right, final one, distance run. Now, before you give me your opinion on this one, I must remind you guys that when I took over as PE teacher, I did shorten the distance run due to student feedback. So they're a lot shorter than they used to be. So this is the moment of truth for the distance run. Cut or keep? Haley?
Keep.
Ooh, nice. Caleb?
Keep.
Abraham?
Keep.
All right, well, I'm going to have to do a bit of reflecting on shot put and maybe long jump, but it sounds like we did all right at Athletics Day. Sounds like most of the activities are keeping kids happy.
That's it for the three of us. It's been great to work with you this year, and the best of luck at high school, Abraham.
Thanks, Caleb.
Now over to Emmanuel and Rai.
Thanks very much, Haley. This is Emmanuel, Rai, and our teacher, Paul. Together, we are going to talk about our recent experience at Altona Beach.
Awesome. So this is the first time our grade 5 sixes at CTK have gone and learnt surf life-saving skills at Altona Beach. For me, it was an amazing day. The weather was good enough for us to get in the water. It wasn't too cold. And it was also a really great opportunity because as people who live in Australia, we need to be water smart. We need to understand how the beaches work, how the rivers work, how the lakes work, how to stay safe, but also how to have fun. So we're going to talk about that today and see how you guys felt as the first class to ever do it at CTK. So let's talk about the bus trip and the kind of getting ready. How did you guys feel before going there? You had no real idea what this was. How did you feel when you were getting ready?
We were like shocked, like if we were going to survive or make it out. Was the water cold? Was it hot? Was the water safe? The seawater, seaweed, were they long? Would they strap to our legs?
Lots of funny thoughts there. What about you?
I was pretty excited to go there because I couldn't sleep because I was so excited to go.
Awesome. So we had a bit of a mix of nerves and worry and a bit of excitement, which is great because I think something like this has a bit of both. So when you turned up, you know, you got on the bus at school, you had all your swimming stuff ready to go. When you got to the beach, how did it feel?
It felt nice, but once I took off my shoes and put my legs on the sand, my legs felt very hot because the sand was burning.
Yeah. What about you, Ryan?
Like Emmanuel said, when I took off my shoes, I felt and immediately my legs would start burning. There were some rocks on the beach that I felt, and they were kind of stepping on them, and they were hurting my leg a lot.
It's funny because you go to different beach towns around Australia, and in certain places where people live at the beach, you see them never wearing shoes. Like they must have really strong bottoms of their feet because I'm the same. As soon as my shoes are off at the beach, I'm like, ooh, 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 oh. So yeah, it takes a bit of getting used to, but it was a great experience. So what happened once you arrived? What were the activities? What did you guys learn about?
So we learned about danger, response, send for help, airways, breathing, CPR, and defibrillator.
Very cool. So these are very high-level skills that you guys learnt about. Every year the teachers redo their first aid course and learn about doctors A, B, C, D, making sure that we understand how to properly do CPR and administer first aid. So let's just quickly go through each of these letters. So danger. Rai, what does danger mean?
So you have to check for yourself if it's safe for you. It might be the sun that's the cause of the problem. Then after that, next, you have to check if it's safe for others. Then you actually have to go with the patient and check if it is okay.
Yeah, that's right. So then we check the response of the patient and we use an acronym called?
COWS.
COWS. And COWS stands for, can you hear me? Open your eyes. What's your name? And squeeze my hand. So that checks if the people are able to understand you. And if they're not, what do we do next?
Send for help.
Send for help. So that's when we get usually someone else to do what?
Call.
Yeah, so if you're the person kind of about to do CPR, usually it's a good idea to get someone else to send for help and call 000. So once the phone call to 000 is made, what do we do?
You have to send them your environment where you are, because if you just say, oh, we're at Altona Beach, can you save us? You actually have to describe the beach, like, are you near a tall tree? Like if there's a pink tree over there, you have to describe the tree if it's there.
Yeah. And usually in a situation like that, they'll keep you on the phone the whole time till the ambulance is there. So then the next step is airways. What do we do with airways?
Check if they're breathing anyway.
Yeah, so it's actually about clearing the airways. So sometimes someone might have something in their throat, their tongue might have gone back into their mouth, they might have vomited and have something stuck in there. So we do our best to clear the airways, and then B, as you said, Emmanuel, is to check their breathing by putting your ear next to their mouth to see if you can hear it. So at that stage, you then initiate?
CPR.
CPR, that's right. And do you guys know the general rules for doing CPR?
Baby shark.
That's right. There's a great video on Class Dojo from a couple of weeks back when we did go to the beach that demonstrates using the beat of Baby Shark to administer those compressions to the chest. So if all else fails, a defibrillator can then be used, which is a device that is often found at places like a surf lifesaving club, in schools, and even sometimes in different businesses. So that's a great summary there, guys, about CPR and that kind of safety. Let's now talk about the water activities. So what were some of the water activities you guys did?
The water activities were boogie boarding, rescue skills, and life jackets.
Do you guys have any advice for children going in the ocean, or even advice for people going to surf lifesaving next year?
For the little kids, I have advice: always stay with your parents or a guardian older than you.
That's really good advice.
Be careful of the rocks in the sand. They can hurt a lot.
Protect your feet. Something that I would give advice for as someone who really likes to go out on the ocean and on lakes kayaking is it's really good to go with a partner. It's really good to have someone there with you, or just someone who knows where you are. It's actually quite an unsafe thing to do, to be in the water on your own without people knowing where you are. So lots of amazing safety things there, guys. Thank you so much for sharing.
That's it for the show for this year. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. You could also help us reach more people by leaving us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or by telling a friend about the show.
Thank you again for listening.